Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Shoddy Radio. This is not a real episode. Just an end-of-the-year bonus show. We've taken some of our favorite songs, clips, and bits from the past 2 years and strung them together into a montage. Some of these clips might not make a lot of sense taken out of context, but if you like them, you should go back and find the episode that they are from. If you don't like them, well, fuck off. No one is forcing you to listen. We're just trying to entertain you. For free. So turn off your iPod. And go eat shit. Okay. Happy holidays from everyone at Shoddy Radio, and thank you for listening.
Them podcast boys sure got themselves in a heap of trouble this time. Smelling beef. Lord almighty, what kind of trouble will they scare up next week? I tell you, that Shoddy Malasky, his face was redder than a catfish on a campfire. An old crawdaddy Brian Utter, he sure picked the wrong time to mosey on into the recording studio. When will you learn, crawdaddy? I'll wager he'll think twice next time. Or maybe he'll bring his lucky horseshoe with him if he knows what for. Well, I guess that's about all the time we have. It's best we settle up and ride on down the podcast trail.
Chris and Danny, Shoddy Radio, the Chris and Danny Shoddy Radio podcast is here now with Ben, Chris and Danny, 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 it's Chris and Danny.
Remember, Bernie.
Anthony, your friend doesn't say much, does he?
Well, someone cloned him.
Oh, Bernie, you're the living end.
He's the end of living, all right.
Remember Anthony Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall? From 16 Candles?
Well, Andrew McCarthy cloned him.
Anthony, don't look now, but I think we've got company.
Together, they've hatched a crazy scheme.
All we have to do is find Curly's gold and launder the money through Bernie's mob connections. Forget it, Andrew. There's no way it's gonna work. We don't have a map, and Bernie's been dead for 25 years. I'm telling you, Anthony, it's a foolproof plan, baby. I'm telling you, it's perfect.
But there's one thing they didn't count on.
I'm Curly's triplets clone from the future, and you're not gonna get my gold.
Somebody cloned Curly.
I've traveled back in time from even farther in the future to stop you city slick bastards from stealing my gold. You want to know the secret of life? One thing. Gold. Everything else don't mean shit.
Starring Anthony Michael Hall as Andrew McCarthy.
How does Bernie still have mob connections?
Wait, what year is it?
And introducing Jonathan Silverman's clone as Anthony Michael Hall.
Wait, are you Anthony Michael Hall or am I?
And Curly as Curly's triplets clone.
So you think you gotta launder that gold with Bernie's slick mob connections, do you? But I got one more secret to reveal. Gold don't mean shit on the stock market. Not in the future. It's all silver and commodities.
This summer, America's favorite stiff goes up against America's leatheriest cowboy. Weekend at Bernie's 3. The legend of Curly's triplets clones gold.
Tile.
Mecha tile.
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 Tile,
becca, 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 tile.
Tile,
becca, tile.
This week's episode of Shoddy Radio is brought to you in part by
Shield Electric.
Shield Electric. Shield Electric. Shields Electric.
Shields Electric. Member FDIC.
In a time when movie trailers are readily available on the internet, three men had the courage to compete in a no-holds-barred movie trailer guessing contest. The only equipment, blindfolds and brass balls.
It takes brass balls
to play trailer trash.
So, the other day, my outdoor lighting basically went out. I literally called several local electricians. Two of them were basically baffled. One was literally baffled. That's basically when I literally called Shields Electric. Mike Shields diagnosed my problem basically over the phone. And within literally minutes, was basically at my doorstep.
Shields Electric is your full-service electrical company. Residential and commercial, new construction or remodels. We have the knowledge and the ability to get the job done right.
Nowadays, for all my electrical needs, I go to Mike Shields at Shields Electric. He's no cheap tile Nazi. He's the real deal.
Show's about to start.
Y'all be knowing
Glad you tuned in.
Y'all be knowing it now.
Put the pod to the cast.
Podcast.
And the MP to the three.
Ooh, MP3.
And the shoddy to the radio.
Shoddy radio, y'all.
It's the podcast show.
Podcast.
Welcome to the Shoddy Radio Show.
It's a podcast, y'all.
Welcome to the Shoddy Radio Show.
We give it to you for
welcome
free.
Welcome to the Shoddy Radio Show.
With Ben Shields.
Welcome to the Shoddy Radio Show.
Chris Clements.
We got Ben Shields.
Ben is savage, y'all. We're gonna start now in a minute. Here we go.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Shoddy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. It's about to start.
It's
y'all.
The pod to the guest.
And the MP
to the three.
MP3.
Welcome to the show.
Get out your iPod, nigga.
Going swimmingly so far.
He's American man.
Get out your books for references, everyone. It's that time again. Welcome to America's number one rated zip code related comedy podcast, Beverly Hills 90211. My name is Danny, and as always, I'll be your host this evening. For this whack-packed hour of zip code comedy and inside jokes, coming at you straight out of 91106. That's right, Pasadena, California. Hey, I know all my regular listeners, or the Zip Freak Army, as they like to be called, already know the origin of our show's title, Beverly Hills 90211. But for all you zip code newbies who aren't quite up to speed yet, the title is a spoof of the television program Beverly Hills 90210. But what most of America doesn't know is that Beverly Hills actually has three zip codes. 90210, of course, the one made popular by the smash hit TV show. But also 90211 and 90212. I went with Beverly Hills 90211 for our show's title because I felt that 90211 was the funnier of the two zip codes. Hey, don't forget, Zip Freaks, that if you have a shout-out or a dedication, you can always hit me up on the Zip line at 888-ZIP-CODE. Again, that's 888-ZIP-CODE, spelled out on your touchtone phone. Here's one now from Victor in Sacramento, California. Victor wants to make a dedication to Suzanne in 95673. He says, "Sweet Sue, I'm tired of driving so far to see you. I love you, baby, but I want you to move back home. It's lonely here in 95814 without you. Thanks a lot, Vic." Hey, speaking of 95814, here's a little joke for y'all. How can you tell if the person you're having a conversation with works in 95814? Well, if at the end of your conversation he walks away and says, "I'll be back." That's right. The California State Capitol building is located in 95814 with the governor himself, Arnold. Here's another one for you. What zip code did King Arthur land in after he went skydiving? 95645. That may be a little inside even for you zip freaks out there. That's Knight's Landing, California. Once again, Knight's Landing, King Arthur. 95645. Hey! When a beaver's hungry, what's his favorite zip code? Try 95776. Woodland, California. Once again, Woodland, 95776. We're gonna have to take a quick station break, Zip Freaks, but stay tuned. We'll be back at you with even more zip code-based wackiness. And remember, always put the extra 4 digits in or super zip on your mail, especially during the holiday season.
What zip code deal are in?
You ask all the hard questions.
That's it. Thanks again for supporting Shoddy Radio in 2009. And stay tuned on New Year's Day for the second annual Shoddy Awards.